Good evening, everybody. My name is Dozer with PSR, and I'm here for the Spare of the Moment show. It's Saturday. It's midnight, and we want to do some pranks. I'm going to go ahead and introduce everybody that I'm here with. First, we have Patton Fox. Say hello, Patton.
What's up, brothers and sisters and friends and foes, bitches and hoes?
We also have Polaris on the mic. Polaris, say hello.
Hey.
There's Polaris for you. And we have the infamous IMD in
You're
control
listening
of
to
the
this.
Phone lines. So sorry. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Say it. Say
You're
it.
Listening to the sounds of sweet, solemn prank session radio.
There we go. Would not be a show without that. And Enigma, do you want to say hello to the listeners?
Hey, what's going on?
There he is. Okay, so we're all here. And we want to get straight to the phone calls. So it looks like the first number we have is various items for barter. I think Pilar is pretty riled up right now. I think he wants... Do you want this first one?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I think this would be a good call for you and Patton Fox to duel on.
Yeah.
And one thing, we do not take call-ins no more.
And Google Voice will try to reach.
At least
Let
not
me
right
say the name.
Not
to, 99.
Gomez?
Just tell me when you want me to jump in.
Yeah.
I want the MMA bag.
Hey, Sims.
Hello? Okay, no answer.
What the fuck was that? Okay, here's the next one. Here's a table if you want to do this.
It's a table, huh? I'll try the
table. It's like a butcher block table, like a real big slab for like cutting stuff up.
Okay, yeah, I'll try this. I'll see what I can do with it. Let's see what I can do with the coal.
Looks like a desk, just a little thicker.
Yeah.
What area is this? Oh, hello?
Hi, this is Cheryl. You go 714-315.
Yeah, get over the air. We might get sabotaged by one of the little 12-year-olds out there. Anyway.
I was in Orange County.
Okay, it's still early there. I mean, primarily.
Here's, I think I just fucked that one up. Shit. Let's see here. Yeah, I just fucked that one up.
Oh, it's all good, dude. I'm sure there's tons in there.
Here's, here's
Give me
some,
one. Give me a, find me a toy.
Here's a, Here's something right up your alley. Some snowmen, maybe. They look like they might be like a decoration, like a Christmas decoration.
I want this one. I need a precious moment.
This is in Grover Beach.
Y'all hear me pretty good?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 80580.
Go for Oregon. If you want to get some good numbers, shout Oregon. I usually get good numbers around this time in Oregon.
This is what we got. So this is what we got. This is a rock star fridge.
I know. I'm just saying. Just trying to help.
Okay, here's a little farther.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling about that badass Rockstar fridge.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, dude, I want to fill it with Rockstar drinks, man. I just want to just get like all zoned out, and I just want to play video games and just drink and everything. Where'd you get it?
It's available, man. You want it or not?
Well, I do, but I need to know the history. Where'd you get it?
I picked it up secondhand. I just had it serviced in January, man.
How much did it cost to have it serviced? Does it need servicing a lot?
No, no, not at all. I picked it up secondhand. It was working. It needed free on charge. I got that done. And, yeah, she's working like a charm.
What does it say on the back? Like, is there a serial number on there?
I don't know, man.
I need to know because I was just gonna look it up real quick. Could you tell me? I'm really interested in it. Like, I'll pick it up tonight if you want it. But I just need to know: is there a serial number on there?
A serial number.
Yeah. I'm a collector. I'm a collector of these things, and I just wanted to know.
There is. I'm sure there's a serial number on there. I don't know if it's in the back or on the inside.
It'd probably be near the bottom, or it wouldn't be near the lot, I'm pretty sure.
There's nothing there. There's a bunch of tags.
What's the tag say? Is there a number on the tag?
There's model number.
What's the model number?
CTM32L.
Man, that's my social security number. That's mine. Why'd you take my Rockstar fridge?
For reals, man.
For real, relax, that's my social security number.
How the fuck is that your social security number, dumbass?
Dude, I wasn't born in America. They gave me that when I got my green card. That's my social security number.
And your name is Fernando Valenzuela, too, right?
What?
Get a life, Joker.
Dude, it's mine. Give it to me. It's my guy. It's got my social security number on it.
Yeah, it does, Skype user. It does.
It does.
Good. Good for you, man.
Man, I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it, and you should have it outside because it's got my number on it.
Come over here, and I'll land your ass, motherfucker.
I'm serious.
Hey, is Sonya there? Oh, wait, let's close that back.
Is that a good one?
I like Sonya.
It was a great first answer, definitely.
I thought it'd be funny.
Ask him for Sonya Torres.
No.
Hey, Sonya. Sonya Torres?
Yeah, what do you want?
Hey, baby, how you doing? Baby cakes. Want to get all up in that. What you doing tonight? Want to hang out or?
Dude, for real, man.
Sonya? Yeah. Listen, Sonya. Oh, this must be her son. Is Sonya your mother? I believe I have a date this evening with your mother. I'm going to take her out. We're going to go out to eat. And then I'm going to wine and dine her, and I'm probably going to stick my dick inside of her.
you're 2 inches? You fucking redneck?
I'm 2 what? 2 lisses. I can't understand your over-the-border English there, buddy. He's gone. What do you call me, Ulysses?
I'm redneck. He called you Ulysses, which means Ulysses S. Grant. You know that, but
okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but he called you a redneck. You do not sound nothing like a redneck.
I agree.
I thought that was a pretty good premise, though. When I was like, "That's my social security number. That's mine."
That had me rolling, dude. That was funny. That was my favorite part. Don't say that on the air, but. I just got this text from one of my cousins. This is kind of off topic. Do you guys ever get the text saying, oh, you want a free cruise ship or whatever? Or there's pictures of you. Click this link. Yeah, exactly. So my cousin had wrote out this page and a half long text, and it says, my stepmother and I both got a text message from this person named Sarah and with the link, and said there's a virus and a hacker and all this stuff. So at the end of the text, they said, if you get a message and they say their name Sarah, don't answer. But like, that's stupid. It's obviously some generic, some generic text made up by the tens of thousands sent out people. You know, it's not gonna help anybody. That was just annoying to get the text from her. Jeez.
God, yeah, that's annoying.
Sorry, I had to share it with you guys.
Well, I got this guy's number off Craigslist. He's a scammer. Looks like a scammer. His name's Mohammed Murad.
Yeah, Muhammad. Scammers.
Mohammed.
All those people that are listening right now, hit the heart. I see that we got like 12 or more listeners.
Nice. Let's see how this scammer's doing.
Keeps jumping up and down. That's what I'm saying. Just hit the hearts and you're our friends for life. 15 now.
I'll take this. Oh.
I'll take it. If it doesn't.
Oh, you take it? Okay.
Oh, he's not picking up. We'll go on to the next number, which is a. This guy's selling hand lotion bottles.
Yeah, it's like service center bottles for hand lotion that they used to have in like the, you know, like the bathrooms in the service stations at Mobile. You could say that anything. They look scummy as fuck. Look at
pictures. I got an idea. This motherfucker better answer. Desmond, he's...
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, dude? I'm calling about the ad you got up on the list. About the hand lotion, the Pegassi ones.
Yes.
Yeah, man, you still got them? You still got them?
I sure do. I do.
Oh,
well, actually, it's only one. It's only
one.
Yeah, well, see, funny thing is, my dad saw it, and he's like, oh, I'll just pour one into the other and throw the empty bottle away. And I figured out, I was like, oh, no.
Oh man, that's something else, man. That's something else.
I know.
So yeah, you got a one full bottle.
Yes.
I feel that because I remember. I know that company been around for a long time. I remember when I was a kid,
oh, yeah.
We had one of those in my neighborhood.
They're super antique. They're quite old. I don't know exactly how old, but
well, the reason
old,
I mean
older
the
than
reason
50, I, 50 something like that.
Oh, hell, I mean, hell yeah, man. That's some old, I mean, I'm an old dude, too, though, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because I remember back in the day, they had one of them gas stations down the street. I recognized a symbol. And I remember I was one hot summer day. I went up there, and I was talking to the attendant. He gave me some of the lotion, and I went home, and I masturbated with it. And it was the best lotion that I have ever masturbated with to date, man. I mean, for real talk, man. I mean, it's all lubricated and all that. And I mean, it's a real fine lotion. And this must be some kind of secret
potion. One more time. Wait, hang on, there, please.
No problem. You still there? Hello. Always getting someone to share the laws with. Hello.
Sorry, hey. I had another. What are you saying? What are you speaking?
It's all good, man. What was your question?
You said something about lotion, something.
Oh yeah. So what I was saying is back in the day they had a gas station real close by my house of that same brand, the Pegasus, you know.
And, oh yeah, that's
this one really hot summer day, I went over there and I was talking to the attendant. His name's Patton, and he's a real big dude. You know what I'm saying? He always knows the best kinds of lotion. You know what I'm saying? And he gave me a bottle of the hand lotion that you advertised, and
yeah.
You know, I went home and I masturbated with it, and it was the best lotion that I've ever masturbated with today.
I'm sorry about it, man. It's just like the randomest thing. Like I get called like 9 o'clock at night, you know. Like,
oh, I mean, it's
So you know, like interested in buying it for old memories or like?
Hell yeah, man! I want to feel that feeling again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I could help you out with the lotion. So I mean, that's all it is.
I mean, before you sell it, I mean, have you masturbated with the lotions?
No, I don't masturbate. That's a sin. You get help for that.
Oh, you some kind of Catholic Christian? I'm a Christian too,
no,
man.
No. I go, what I hear you. I mean, it's like I hear things and I just kind of, you know.
I go to church every Monday because I work on Sunday. But
yeah,
you know, you think maybe I could come by tomorrow, Steve, and we could test it out? Maybe we could test it out together.
You sound like a very large black man, and that's not really my style, man. I mean,
hey, man,
thank you for your time.
I actually went. I'm about 6'3". I was in the state pen for 7 months for an armed robbery that I didn't even do.
Gotta be a joke, man. Gotta be a joke. I gotta go.
You're actually on the radio. Love you. Bye. He's gone.
That was pretty damn funny. That was hilarious.
That was the best
I typed a thing in there, so asking if you could test it in his bathroom to see if it was the same quality. But I guess you didn't see it.
All right, here's the next number.
I want to shout out to an Asian. I'm going to shout out to this Asian.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to Miss Demeanor, because I know she's listening. She always does. And Sterling. He's also a very avid listener of this specific station.
I believe number one fan.
That post you just did, is it? It's expired. I think they already sold it or took it down. We still call it, though.
Well, yeah. It's just
A
metal bin.
Here's the next number. His name is John Neil Henderson.
When do you guys take it?
Is this a human?
Yeah, background. Yeah, it's a human.
What's the deal? Like, what's his deal? What's this guy's deal?
It's just his name.
I'll do it. It's a human.
Hello?
Yes, John?
Yes, who is this?
You're John? You don't sound like John.
Yeah, I'm John.
Let me speak to John, please.
Ask his calling.
Oh, yeah, it's Patton, man.
Hang on just a minute.
Hello?
Man, I'm having a problem, John. It's a real big one.
Yeah?
I don't know what I'm going to do. So, you want me to explain it to you real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so there I was. I was outside, and I was raking some leaves in my... Oh, I live down the street from you, by the way, so I don't get, like, freaked out or nothing. I was raking some leaves, you know? Uh-huh. Then I piled them up, and I was going to burn them today. But when I burned them, this demon popped out, and he says, "You must talk to John Neil Henderson." I'm like, "Why? I don't understand." And he says, "If you do not talk to John Neil Henderson, then I will eat your soul." And I'm like, "I don't know John Neil Henderson." But then he gave me your address and your phone number, and he said that if I don't hurry up and talk to you, that he's going to summon all these cockroaches to consume everything I own. What should I do?
Man, I don't know.
I don't even know. I just live near there. So I tried to, I watched that show Supernatural. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Well, it's about these ghost dudes. And I tried to, I put salt around him. Then I said, "Hubalaya na na yo," and he kind of went away for a minute. But then he came back when I was pissing in the bathroom. He was in the toilet. And it was really scary. And I'm supposed to give you this message. Are you ready for it? You can save $500 if you switch to Geico.
Oh, man, dude. That was funny.
Yeah, I think he's still here. I think he picked up the phone. He was on a landline.
A demon come from hell to make me tell him that.
Don't hang up. I think he's still here. I think he's going to pick up again if you don't hang up, if Skype doesn't hang up first.
Let's do a call with
him. No, he's gone.
Is that the kind of calls I do that y'all want?
Yes.
Yeah, that's some Post Castle shit, dude. Shout out to Longmont Post Castle.
That's the kind of shit that I miss right there, man. That was funny.
If I don't have people around me harassing me or talking to me, I can do them good.
Is this the same number?
You can say $500, shove it at Geico, and it didn't even come from hell to tell you.
Is this the same number? What is it?
No, it's a different. It's a Craigslist number.
Okay, let us know what it is.
Before diaper bin. 1946 diaper bin.
It's an Apple one. So
you take it, Lars.
If they answer. If not, I'll do this other one.
Hi, this is Dennis. Thank you for calling. After the tone,
fuck you, Dennis.
Please leave your name, your
Dennis,
phone number, and a brief message.
This one's interesting because it says you can call any time, the tractor one. I mean, I think maybe I could do something with that.
Where's that at?
Yeah, maybe you and Deathfox could both get it on, and Deathfox could make him like take the oil filter out or something.
Yeah, I mean, something.
I got to get another number in it.
We got some, right? We got a list somewhere?
Yeah, I got a list right now. I got a list of actual people named John Henderson.
John Henderson.
And it's off Spokio, so it should be good.
Come on, man. I don't want to watch you play video games all day.
Your uncle to do a call. He's funny.
Is this John? Is this John? John Henderson?
Yeah, John Henderson.
Oh.
We're sorry.
We just talked to John.
This is a different one. I have like 30 of them. I have more than 30.
Hey, they want you to do a call, Uncle.
Yeah, ask if he wants to do like something that's like ask if he wants to do an airplane propeller, and ask him if they have the rest of the plane and play on that.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Because there's an hour.
Actually, if he doesn't want it, I'll take that one.
This guy's
he's selling a.
Oh, I can't do it right now.
Oh, you can't? All right, we'll do it later.
They want me to call.
There's this Craigslist ad, and they're selling an airplane propeller.
A propeller?
Yeah.
Just let him read it real quick. Pop it up.
No, he has to do some. All right, I'll call it.
Does it come with a plane?
Who's doing it?
Got it.
Hello.
Hi. Do you still have the airplane propeller?
Yes, I do.
Wow, great. I'm just calling in because we work at Wingstop, and we're looking to get, we're always proactively looking to get new, airplane merchandise. How much are you looking to get out of it?
I have it for $400. I mean, you can make me an offer.
All right. I can make you an offer. I can give you 10,000 garlic parmesan wings.
No.
No? What was that? Why not? Is there any type of, like, wing-to-money ratio that we could do?
Wings, like chicken wings?
Yeah, I work at Wingstop.
Oh. No.
We can't, I'm looking online right now, and the wing-to-dollar ratio is approximately 3 wings to a dollar.
Yeah, no.
So I can give you, what's that, 1,200 wings? All right, no. All right. So you're looking for strictly cash, right?
Yeah.
I will give you a gift card. I'll give you a gift card, and that should be right. All right, I'll give you a $400 gift card. Don't worry, there's $400 on it. You don't have to check it or anything. It's legitimate.
A $400 gift card to where?
It's one of those prepaid Visa cards. You can use it anywhere.
And you really think I'm just going to take it and not check it?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, I could take that.
You can? You'll be able to take that?
Yeah, if you got a gift card with a Visa card or something,
I'll take that. Yeah, it's one of those. So, where do you want to meet up at?
Where are you?
In Coachella.
I'm in Coachella.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not actually in Coachella, but I'm in Modesto, California right now. So could you actually, like, fly your airplane down to Modesto, California and sell this to me?
Are you fucking lost your mind or what?
No. Why are you using curse words, sir? This isn't appropriate.
Who is this? Who is this?
I'm John.
This gotta be one of my friends. Huh?
I'm John Neil Henderson.
John Neil Henderson.
Yeah.
You just asked me to get in my plane and fly over there.
Yeah, fly it.
It's a fucking propeller, dude.
What? No, I thought you said you were selling a plane.
No, you called me about an airplane propeller.
No. You said you have an airplane on there. That's false advertisement.
Dude, you lost your fucking mind. Go back to the hospital.
To the hospital. I'll get you. I will tickle you with a feather so hard.
That was funny, man. Oh, I like that end part.
Did you say what I talked and talked about it? Talk to your ass and use the window to prepare yourself.
That was funny.
So you want to do this guitar amp thing?
Yeah.
I could do that, or and then after that we'll do the porn goods.
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna stop typing in the Skype chat just so you guys. I'm gonna leave that for you guys and just solely the numbers from now on.
Yeah, I mean, I got the ads open here, so it's. I mean, I got it managed pretty well. I was just working on the other machine.
Well, because they've been posting numbers in there.
Yeah, so there's not a big gap, and you got to scroll back.
Yeah.
Okay, we won't hop in there no more.
All right, I'm gonna throw a shout out to Asian Invasion who didn't get it earlier. All right, there we go. Shout out's been done. I'm calling that a guitar amp. And
who's taking the amp?
Yeah, let me take it.
Okay.
I gotta hunt up a cigarette real quick.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message system.
Yeah, no cigar there. I'm going to try it. There it goes. Okay.
So you want to do this porn stuff? I mean, if he's away.
What do we got here? We got the porn.
I got other things.
We got... Oh, okay. I know. Okay, now I see where you guys are at. I see the amp now. Oh, okay. I guess we weren't tying up the chat too much.
Okay, so here's... Let me try doing this PlayChoice 10 arcade system, the Nintendo PlayChoice 10. I think I can
throw it in there.
Something funny with this, right? Hopefully it's not too late for him. But we'll see. Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
No answer there. Oh, that's all good, though.
Oh, no.
And I'm wiping these numbers out as I go here. Try this. You want to try this other arcade machine? It's a Zombie Revenge.
Zombie Revenge?
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, we'll just stay away from games. This is like an old school, like a Street Fighter knockoff.
All right, I'm adding it in right now.
It looks dirty as hell, so I'm gonna let's see what's going on here. This will be good if he answers.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? It's not too late to call, is it? I saw your ad for Zombie Revenge arcade machine.
Yeah.
Okay. How's it going? What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, I'm Gnar, actually. People call me Narwhal, but you can just call me Gnar if you want.
All right.
So, yeah, like, this machine, it says in the ad it's JAMA compatible, right? So if I wanted to swap this out for, like, a Street Fighter II Champion Edition board, I could do all that?
Yeah.
With no problems?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't have any of the marquee stuff for it, like the top, the upper... You know, like the marquee.
The marquee
that goes
I do have a copy of one. Yeah.
Okay. Is it transparent marquee or is it solid that goes?
No, it's
over
just
the
a copy. It's just a copy.
So yeah, I can't tell by the pictures, but like, what's the top the corners of this machine? What do they look like? Because it looks a little bit banged up, but it doesn't look too bad.
Oh no, it's in good shape.
Okay, so all the buttons work and everything too, and the coin mechs and everything.
Yep.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Why is there a modem inside of here? Why is there a
modem
in here?
What do you mean?
It looks like there's... Yeah, you've got this modem inside of here. It's just sitting here, like, basically on top of the power supply, and I see it's kind of dirty, but I can see you've got just a modem sitting on top of these boards. Like, I know JAMA boards. I know my way around a coin-op machine, and I can tell that you just got, like, a DSL modem sitting on top of it.
Well, it's a CPS2 system. It's a Naomi system.
Yeah, but you've just got this router or, like, you've got some DSL box just sitting on top of the circuit boards. Like, you've got JAMA stuff here, and then you've got this just modems. Like, does this system hook up to the internet or something? Or what's going on? Because you've got, like, a modem in here.
Let me take a look at the picture. I don't know what you're looking
at. Third picture in the ad, you've got a modem sitting right on top of the circuit boards. It doesn't look like it would be good for the system because you've just got it sitting there. It's just sitting on top of the boards and stuff. You see it? It's white. It's white. There's a Cat 5 cable sticking out of the top. It's like sitting on top of the box, just like perched there. Like, hey, I'm a Cat 5 cable. Why am I in here? You see it? Take a look. I'm confused about that. Because I've been looking for one of these machines like all weekend, like a six button solid dedicated machine. I mean, I would be into this, but I don't know what's up with that modem that's sitting inside of there. I've never seen something like that. Do you see it?
Yeah, that's just you're looking at where it says Naomi, right? See where it says Naomi?
Oh,
the white board?
Yeah, that router. That or the internet.
That's a cartridge. That's the system.
No, dude, that's the internet. I've worked on these things. I mean, you've worked on them too. Why is it it's just in there? Are you sure?
The system.
I'll take your word for it if I can come over and play it and give it.
Sure.
You know, like, yeah. All right.
You see where it says Zombie Revenge?
Yeah. Well,
that's a cartridge.
I don't think so, but I mean, let's just call it good and say.
I've been in the business for 30 years.
30 years?
30 that's years. I know what the hell I'm talking about.
That's a long time, man. Do you know Billy Mitchell? Because, you know, I am close personal friends with Billy Mitchell.
I don't know who Billy Mitchell is, so.
You don't know who Billy Mitchell is, and you've been in the business for 30 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Billy Mitchell is like, you know, like Adam and Eve. He's like Adam of coin-operated games. Billy Mitchell is the man. He's the one who started it all. He invented video games.
Nolan Bushnell started it with Atari.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know nothing about Atari, but I mean, let's stick to the 32-bit systems and up, because that's any gaming before that is just a big mistake. I think we can both agree on that, right?
Yeah, that was the heyday. That was the stuff that made money. Stuff that they don't make no money. But anyway,
here's the thing. Like, I got to ask you this: if it made money, then why did they have these big clunky machines that ate up nothing but quarters? If they made money, wouldn't they have taken dollar bills? It's just
they didn't have dollar bill validators back then.
Yeah, but they could have made machines that would have taken a dollar bill at that point. If it was that profitable, they would have found a way to do it, right? That was just them getting their feet wet. That's why I'm trying to set this system up, because I want something that I can dip in, you know, Street Fighter II, Time Lord, anything that's JAMA compatible. Even like, you know, the shittier little like early games, like, you know, anything, you know, Nemo.
Look at the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. In the upper right corner, you see the JAMA cable? You see where the JAMA connector is? It's a little white strip it looks like.
See, you've got internet cables in there. There's internet in there.
Not internet cables, guy.
That thing's got... Don't call me guy. I'm calling you trying to buy your items, okay?
Hey, you know what? I'm not interested in selling it to you.
Hey, you know what?
Awesome wind-up.
Let's call him back.
Yeah, I think he said to call him back there at the end.
Yeah, I think he said he might have disconnected. We need to call him back.
Am I going to do it again? Or are you gonna...
I can take it.
Okay.
Hello, you've reached 951.
That was funny, dude. I liked that one a lot. He didn't sound like he would get like all riled up, and then out of nowhere he did. He had to like prove to you that he knew what he was talking about.
That's why I wound him up like that.
Nice, dude. Nice work.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
what else do we got there?
You want to try the adult
what
items?
What else we got?
Yeah, do these adult items, Death Fox. Here's the
dude,
ad.
What?
They have literally a whole store of sex toys, nothing but.
Yeah, we saw this number last night, and
I'm not good with sex toys.
Well, look at it, and
we're not shooting. Should be use them, but
Here, I'll try it. If that's what you want to, I'll try it.
What are you saying to me?
If you don't want to do it, I'll try it. If you want to, though, feel free.
Your word hole is in use right now.
Meat and tacos, homemade.
Yeah, I have some upstairs, but I don't feel like going through the trouble of warming them up.
I'm out of cigarettes, so if I don't eat, I'm going to crush cigarettes on
them. Hit it up.
Okay, I'll take this one.
All right, muting.
Hello? Hello? 8903, are you there? Please, answer me. I'm calling about your ad. Hello? I can hear you fiddling with the phone. Put your mouth on the bottom end and speak into that one. Hello, are you there? This motherfucker. Hang up. Yeah, he didn't answer.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Damn. The length of that thing is...
Here's a slot machine. And a jour.
We need D's uncle on the show, dude. He's
fine. Yeah. Get him a Skype account.
He already has one.
Game in here.
Ooh, Death Fox, you should take the slot machine, dude.
Yeah, it's all vintage slot machine.
Okay. I'll show you a slot machine. I mean slot machine. There's that
That's a good one.
That's an ugly-ass slot machine.
Hello?
I'm calling about the slot machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does it work? Like, what does it take? Does it take quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies, half dollars, half pennies, quadruples, sacquagene dollars?
No, it has a bunch of tokens. Like, they're like quarters, but you can use quarters too. So I have like maybe like 250 tokens, and then plus you can use quarters.
How many quarters are in it already?
No, there's no quarters in it. There's a bunch of tokens. But
What's the max payout on the machine? Have you ever won it?
Yeah, I won it, but I never counted. It's kind of like, it's kind of like when you hit the big jackpot, then you'll spin, and whenever you get to spin, it'll throw out some coins, and then it'll give you like 10 free spins, and it'll pay you every single time. And if you make like 3 in a row, it'll pay even more. Like, you'll get a lot, you know?
So it's like triple seven or something?
Yeah, 777 or like the two dragons and the seven big jackpot.
Where'd you get it at? Did you steal it?
No. I traded some limbs for it.
Some limbs? You cut your arm
off?
Yeah.
What was that?
You traded a limb for it? You cut off your arm or something?
No, rims. I traded some rims I had.
Oh, rims. Well, that's a good deal. What kind of rims were they? Dayton's or something?
They were Velocities, 18-inch chrome rims.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, nice.
So what's the price you're looking at for this?
I'm asking you to build.
How much?
I think I have a 250. Yeah, 250.
$250?
I'll take two. Yeah.
How tall is it?
It's about maybe 2 feet.
It's a baby one?
Yeah, it's not a giant one.
Does it take sacquagene dollars?
What's that?
Well, see, I'm one of those guys that live underground, and I live with otters, and I only collect sacquagene dollars or sacquagene dollars because I believe when the economy falls, sacquagene dollars is going to be the only good profitable coin. Would it take sacquagene dollars?
Oh, no.
You know those little dollar pieces with the Indians on them?
Yeah. No, I couldn't take that.
It will take it?
Nah.
Can you modify it to take sacquagene dollars?
I bet you could if you know how, but I don't know if you can.
Okay, how many coin slots does it have?
Well, just the one, your photophone's in here.
Does it have a lot of lines? Because I have epilepsy, and if I see more than two colors at once, I'll die instantly.
Oh, no, like, no, it's just the one where you put the coins in there.
Okay, and I see there's a bird on the bottom of it. Is this some kind of, like, cult machine that, like, some Indians, tribal Indians worshipped or something? I just have to ask this question. Like a,
yeah, no, it's a, like, a, it's Japanese, I think. It's a, whatever they name, I don't know, like a cartoon Japanese dragon.
I'm very interested in this machine, but I need to know if, could you look on the back of it and tell me if it says anything about, if it takes the, Sacagawea coins? Because that's a legal tender and it should take it. Because back in 1988, President Reagan he signed a bill that said that all slot machines should have to take at least half dollars, JFK Kennedy dollars, and he also said that they have to take monocle coins. Do you know what a monocle coin is?
No, I don't.
It's the size of a half dollar, but it's just really. I was just wondering, can you read on the back and tell me what coin slots it takes?
Well, it's in Japanese. I don't know how to read Japanese.
If you can pronounce it back to me, I can speak Japanese. Yeah. Like, Ohayo gozaimashite, watashi wa, blah, blah, blah. I can speak it. So if you could just kind of pronounce it a little bit, I can understand it.
No, I don't even know what those symbols mean.
Okay, what do they look like?
I don't even know. Like, well, where are you at? Where are you located?
Oh, I'm in Hemet.
Hemet? Well, I mean, the only way to really know is if you come down and, you know, check it out. Bring more the coins and they can, you know what I mean? Because I don't really know nothing.
But if I get really close to it, and if it's not one of those monocle coin Ronald Reagan machines, then it has a special thing in there, and if you put one in there, what happens is it transforms into a giant alien and it kills everybody.
Oh.
I have to make sure.
No, man, you
I'm
have
not
to
joking
check it
at all, sir. This was on the news.
Oh, all right.
Here, I'll let you talk to my associate, Ryan Dozier. He's really good at this, and he knows everything about it. Here he is.
Hey, what's going on, Cuz?
What's up, man?
Hey, not much, man. Coming over here with Pat, you know what I'm saying? We're getting down on some 40s and the marijuana and whatnot. What you up to, man? You playing the slot tonight?
Yeah, he got a funny fool. Okay.
Who you calling funny, man? We over here trying to run a business, man, and you calling me funny.
Oh, right. Let's see. Alright, man, well, I gotta go.
Hey, man, listen, man. We did the reverse phone lookup, dog. We're going to be at your crib in like 15 minutes to pick up the slice.
What I'm saying? Well, where you at? I'll take it to
you. I ain't too far from you, dog, by 20 minutes or something, man. We're not too far away, man. We over here chilling in the warehouse and whatnot, man. But I'm telling you, man, if you could get over here, we could play the slots, man. All the boys around here would be real thankful, man. Especially my dude, Sterling. Because Sterling, he loves playing slots, the slot machines, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. He spends mad racks, dog. Mad racks every week, man. He goes over there and he spends his whole paycheck, you know, up in the casinos and whatnot. We want to buy one, you know, for ourselves and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? We want to, you know, be able to recycle his money, man.
Well, I'm coming back later because I got to go.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, homie. Well, this day, you know I can find where you at.
Motherfucker. Hey, listen, motherfucker.
Chinga tu madre way.
Yeah, chinga tu madre way.
Hey, I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, pussy. Dyke.
Take this to Comer Los Pitos.
Yeah, Quiero Venir and Su Boca as well.
All I have to say is that dude was the dumbest motherfucker I ever heard. Yeah. A monocle coin, and I was just making shit up.
I fucking live with the otters in the basement.
That would have had me rolling right there.
Yeah. I don't even know. I'm just making shit up. And not, was Ronald Reagan even president in 88?
I got no idea.
I think that was his last year.
Yeah, and I was like, he made these machines that take these special JFK half dollars, and they take monocle coins. He believed it too, didn't he?
Yeah, dude, he was buying it. I think until I got on the phone, he was buying it, but that was still pretty funny. Oh, man.
All right, I got another number.
Well, shit, I want to give a quick shout out to everybody on the Mixler stream. The numbers keep jumping, and it's a very special shout out to Sterling. I was talking to him on Facebook a minute ago. I told him I'd give him a shout out. So I think I mentioned your name on the phone there for a second to that guy. I told him that you were a compulsive gambler, and we need to buy the slot machine for you. But obviously, no, that isn't true.
You are a compulsive gambler. I saw him. I was just one time. Was at Walmart. And there was this hobo outside playing dice, and he was like, "I was like, man, why are you playing dice?" And he's like, "Well, this guy told me if I win at dice, he would get his girlfriend to give me head." And I was like, "Dude, don't do that. He ain't gonna give you no head." But he did.
You're talking about Sterling or what?
Yeah, man.
Nah, I'm just. Oh, you are. Okay, that's funny. No, I mean, really, though, he's a big fan. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
I also want to give a shout out to that Austin dude. He's been messaging me here too. I think he's also listening at the moment. So yeah, and Misdemeanor, I think I shouted her out. And Asian Invasion, if he's listening this time.
Oh, he's listening. Yeah,
Misdemeanor, we give you the biggest shout out in the world.
She gets the biggest kick out of you, Death
Five. She does, because I'm just playing.
Oh, yeah, no, she thinks you're hilarious, man.
I want to be, I want you to be Miss Death Fox Meaner, no?
All right, I'm going
to
add in.
I cannot weedy to say, because the D would stand for Death Fox anyway.
The D would stand for
Death. Oh, we all have D names. Right.
You know, if she did leave you and went to me, she could still keep Misdemeanor because of the D.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm adding this guy named Roy Clark in here.
I'll talk to him.
Oh, let me get this one.
Okay, no problem. I'll be right back. I'll use the bathroom.
My dog's licking my belly button.
What the fuck?
You never had a dog lick?
Nope. Can't say. Hello? Hello? Damn it. What kind of gay voicemail is that? No offense to the gay listeners out there.
There ain't such thing as gay.
Can't say gay?
He's
like, no offense to listeners out there, I meant to say fag.
No offense to gay listeners out there, I meant to say fag.
Thank you for choosing Pizza Guys. Can you please hold?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you for holding. I'll help you.
Hi, I'd like to order, what's the biggest size pizza you have?
The biggest size pizza that we have right now is an extra large.
How big is that?
It's 16 inches in diameter, ooh, 18 inches in diameter, I believe.
What's the girth of that?
Excuse me?
The girth? You said it's 16 inches.
Oh, it's 18 inches in diameter.
Oh, it's 18. It's going 2 inches up every time you talk, huh?
I guess.
All right, I want an extra large sausage pizza. Is it like sausage? Yes. Is there any other specials you got going on?
Yeah, actually, we have an extra large one topping right now for $11.99.
Ooh, I'll have that extra large one topping. I'll have that extra large sausage. I like me some big sausage. I like an 18-inch sausage, please. Oh, this motherfucker.
LOL. LOL. Sausage. That was
sausage. I want to put that sub.
Sausage.
Oh, God. What happened, then?
Anyways, let's move on to the next call. And that was good. I liked it. This has been a decent show so far. I mean, it's been decent. At least we got some people to answer. We got some good calls on it and everything. We're already 50 minutes in.
Go dirt.
You want to try this Matchbox shit?
Oh, yeah. Post that number, though.
I know. It's pretty funny. Just tell them the shit about the Red Ring, because collectors go nuts over the Red Ring Matchboxes.
All right.
That's how you keep them interested.
Am I doing it?
Yeah, me and you will do it. You can start it off.
What's the Red Ring? Link me a picture to a Red Ring Xbox thing.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, bastards. Well, next time you do something, did you say something special like that? Link me a picture to it so I can act like I have it like 100 of.
Most definite Lizzo, my Lizzo.
So we set up the Tiny Chat, by the way. If y'all want to go to the Tiny Chat, I set it up. We got ops and everything in there now.
Oh, are you in there?
Yeah, I'm not on cam, but we can go in there. And I can make Missouri Fan. We have a fan in there right now listening to us. So
hey, shout out to Missouri Fan. He's been actually a fan since the beginning, right, Fox? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. If you'll go in there with your registered name, I'll make you an op there. Pilars is an op.
Yeah, I'm going to log in there right now and came up with him. But yeah, Missouri Fan, shout out, dude. You send in a lot of good numbers all the time. And like the show, you're a good dude, in my book.
Y'all like that background I got on there?
Actually, I was just going to say something about that. I do like that. Who else we have?
Dozer PSR, is that your registered name on here?
I don't know at the moment. I'll figure that out later.
Okay. But I'm shirtless, so y'all.
If you want,
that's even more reasons to come up.
What number is this?
Oh, this is that Furby.
Okay. Oh, Polaris. Okay, here we go.
Somebody came up in there, so don't look stupid.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no. Is there still?
People are saying, people on the live chat on the site, yeah. But we'll work it out, guys. Don't worry. We're just kind of taking it day by day here.
Yeah, shout out to True Canuck, yeah. As a fan, Weeping Angel.
Yeah, Prosser getting cammed up.
What live chat on the side? We need to remove that.
Yeah, they're still in the middle of fixing things.
I'll remove it right now.
Okay. But yeah, from now on, this is going to... The tiny chat will be the chat for when we go live.
Alright. So. Alright, I'm adding a... David Holmes to the call. It's just a regular person call. I got an idea.
Two second tech talk after this call. I have a question for you, Nima.
Okay. I'll try, Dave.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is David Holmes there?
I'm sorry, you have the wrong phone number.
Wait, who am I speaking with? Because they wrote this number, and I think I'm talking to the right lady. You sound like a lot like her.
No, I'm sorry.
But who is this, though?
Not any relation to David Holmes. Sorry.
I think you're lying to me, because David Holmes is a rapist, and you're his daughter, right?
I'm sorry.
You're trying to protect your identity so people don't know that you're the rapist's daughter? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, my 2 second tech question is.
Oh yeah, here. If you want to take us, you want to take you off air for, or take us off air for that? Or?
It's just 2 second tech question.
Okay. Yeah,
sure. What's PodPress inside our dashboard?
Enigma, you there? Always typing. There you go. It's the podcast.
So, okay. Okay. I guess that's something you're doing for us, man. Okay.
I got another David Holmes to call. I could take this one.
Go for it, buddy.
Don't you call me buddy, pal.
Go and for it. And I took live chat off the thing.
Don't call me kiddo, buddy. Yeah.
The
person you have dialed can't take your call now.
Oh, shit.
I saw this documentary one time. It was called Mercy Infanticide. It was about these British gangster kids, and surprisingly, they looked a lot like True Canuck. I wouldn't be surprised if True Canuck is a Britishman. Guess we'll see.
This is the number that Polaris just added.
Yes, PSR is live on 98.9 FM. Oh, Canadian. I was close. I'm Canadian, too.
I don't even know. If you're Canadian, I would be your friend. I'm just kidding.
I'm from Montreal.
Oh, if you send me weed, would I be your friend if you were Canadian?
They do have that. They do have that right there. Very, very right. Very cheap. But
very
good.
Your call has been forwarded to an audio.
Well, he done diddly didn't pick up the phone right now, so we're going to have to go on to the next call.
Yes, we will. Next,
I really want to try this one. Don't say what it is before you dial it. I just want to try it. You can do it whenever, but
I'm going to look up some numbers for me to do. Hold on.
Oh, here we got Weeping Angel coming up. What's up, dude? How you doing? Did I give a quick wave? I like this, man. We're doing it. This is a good show tonight. Who's taking this next one?
I am, if it answers.
Okay.
There's two numbers there now.
Hello?
Hello. Is it too late to call? I hope it's not too late. I'm calling about your ad on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
The gear? The trolling gear?
Yeah.
I'm pretty big troll myself, and I was just wondering if, you know, maybe I could come by and check it out and talk to you about the terrains, what you've been seeing, what you've been doing. You know, you boat, right? What? Did I wake you up? Well, I'm just calling about, you know, just a couple of guys talking about trolling, you know, and talk shop, talk gear, you know?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I guess.
Why? I'm a troll just like you. What, dude? Did I wake you up? You sound like fucking hazed or faded. It's all right. I mean, I'm down with that. I'm down with that too, dude. It's not a big deal.
Nah, it's cool, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
You trying to hook up, like maybe tomorrow? I mean, if we do it sometime in the daytime, it ain't gonna be a big deal. Like, I'll meet you in public wherever you want. We can meet in private too.
Right.
All right. What? Come on, man. Just meet up with me with this shit.
I don't even know who you are, dude.
I'm answering your ad, buddy. I just saw your ad on, you know, fucking Wisconsin Craigslist where you posted it. What's the problem?
I was in freaking Africa, dude.
Oh, damn. Seriously? When were you over there? Did you just come back?
Yeah, dude.
So you fucking came back and posted that shit right when you got home, huh? You're like, it affected your perspective of life that much that you're like, I need to start boating. I need to get my gear. I need to start trolling more. Or what the, like, yeah, how did, is that really what happened? Seriously.
Like their way of fishing over here is pretty cool. And like, I wanted to try out like Michigan.
Holy shit. That's cool, though. I mean, Michigan, I don't know. I mean, like Michigan is probably, like, what are you trying to catch there?
Salmon.
Salmon? Yeah, that's probably, I don't know. You might want to start with, like, perch, and then do rainbow trout or something after that. Because salmon, you don't even really need gear to catch those. Why would you need to get trolling gear? That's trolling gear is for the internet, dude. Trolling gear is, that's what real jerks thrive on. You know what I'm saying? You don't need you don't need to troll anymore. You don't even need to troll. You can just go and fish. Do it on your own terms. Why do you need gear for this? Why do you need gear for this, dude?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you sound tired. I guess I'll let you go. I love you. Right. I love you, man. Alright. Have a good night. Yeah, me too. If you want to find me, Laris, you'll find me.
There's two numbers I just put in there that I want to do.
You need to start muting, because your shit was like breaking my concentration when I'm trying to talk to this half-awake guy.
Who?
You. You didn't mute.
Yeah, I was muted.
No, you weren't.
All right, I'll add your foosball table.
Not into that now. We had a funny request from Sterling. I told him to send me a number and we would do it, but he said, call Walmart and say you have a 12-foot dick, and my condom won't fit. And he says, that would be funny, smiley face. He's clever.
Look at my can you look at my camera?
Oh yeah, now I see you.
I'm 3 feet away from my mic, so I really doubt you're hearing me breathing because there's a pop filter in it.
It wasn't you breathing. We just heard some keyboard rustling around. It's all good, though. Let's move on to the next one. Just forget about it.
I want call the Wheel of Fortune game first.
Wheel of Fortune game.
Here we go, Death Fox.
No, I'm laying back in my chair. My mic's way on the table.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 503-7701-02.
Get that out of the fucking thing. The numbers go over the fucking.
Okay, you can do the foosball table now.
Hearing Death Fox and Dozer talking. Ugh, what the fuck does that mean? If you don't like it, leave.
22 listeners now.
29.
Oh, I haven't refreshed in a while, so.
Or if you just keep jumping.
Told you we didn't need nobody.
Hello?
I'm calling about this foosball thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, can you explain it to me?
A foosball table?
Yeah, what is foosball? I've never saw it on TV.
Are you from the area? Are you seriously interested in it?
Yeah. I like games like I have Madden, I have a hockey, one of those little air hockey tables, but I've never heard of the game of foosball. Can you explain it?
It'd probably be better if you looked it up online. I'm not really the best person to describe it.
But
to
you're
you.
Selling it. I don't understand.
Yeah, but you can probably look it up better online of what the foosball game is about.
Like, tell me what you do.
Field hockey. It's a field hockey game on a table.
How do you play hockey in a field? Don't you need ice skates?
Well, if you can see by the pictures, there's a ball that gets put onto the table, and you twist the players to kick them into the goal.
How do you twist them? With the little bars?
By the handle, correct.
Oh, how much does it cost to play it?
It does not cost anything to play it.
Are you in Southwest PDX? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to bring me and about six of my friends, and we're going to try it out, and if I like it, I'll buy it.
But I don't think that's going to work out.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Here's Ron. He's going to talk to you about it. Ron?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, my buddy Patton, he a real good friend of mine. He wanted to get into this foosball or whatnot. Hey, you got the table for that?
We do. Where are you guys located?
We ain't too far from y'all. But listen, the thing is Patton's he has a real rich daddy. You know what I'm saying? He's a very prestigious man. And the thing is, I mean, if he's going to buy something like this, you know, from a commoner such as y'all, we're going to need to test it out. We need to make sure it ain't broke. You know what I mean? It ain't busted. It ain't nothing like that. But I mean, we ain't too far from you over in we in downtown Portland. Patton's staying in one of the big lofts down here. He a real big he a rich baller. You know what I'm saying? His daddy makes lots of money, and he's a rich heir.
Okay.
So, are you interested in selling the table to such a prestigious man with a prestigious group such as Patton himself?
You know, I think I'm going to have to pass on this opportunity, but I sure appreciate the call.
Well, I got to tell you, you is one dumb bitch, because you was passing up. We was about to give you double for that, and I know your Paul Rass needs it.
You know, I like the idea of me bringing six people over to try to tangle up.
I got this. Funny. I'm calling them back.
She ain't going to pick up.
Oh, she'll pick up.
Them Portland numbers answered any time at night.
They're all druggies. Yeah, they're not picking up.
Oh, I found some stylish juggling balls.
Damn, D, you found all that info quick, dude. Okay.
Look at this. Somebody take this. This is hilarious.
What is this?
It's juggling. It's juggling balls, and it's... Here's the number.
If anybody else doesn't want it, you want to take it?
All right. I want to take it.
Is the balls pretty firm?
You could do a lot with.
I'm calling him in right now.
Look at the kid. Look at the kid on the picture. I have balls.
Oh, please pick up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I gotta give these
guys I have a tech deck bundle, two cases, and
third tech deck. Sweet fucking tech deck.
And they're not picking up.
Yo, Fox, you looking in Tiny Chat? You looking?
I don't like tech decks. I was just trying to...
Oh, dude, but check this thing out, though, dude. It's a 5-ply wooden skateboard with these wheels even have bearings in them.
That's wild.
Look at that right there.
They make them in Germany. It's pretty much like a miniature skateboard where instead of grip tape, it has like foam tape because it's actually better for the fingers. It like sticks better. But yeah, it's got 5 plies though. Check that out. It's even got the concave. It's a wide deck. Like they make different stuff and everything. It's fucking sweet. I was into that for a long time.
Well, then you need to buy this. Look at the picture.
Hey, Bookapoo, what's going on, man? I think I know you from the Zolar show. The picture. Picture. Tech deck bundle boards. Oh, yeah, those are all the plastic ones. 55 for all those? Fuck that. That should be $1 per plastic board.
Well, call him and tell him.
Call him. I'll talk to him.
Add the number.
Here we go. I got it.
Okay, this next, the one after that's for me that I'm about to paste in here.
I added it.
Okay.
After the tech deck, this one's mine.
John Johnson says, the guy who does the dopey redneck voice is really fun, or is funny too. I love the guy who does the black voice. He likes the stuff. Well, so finally, someone likes us. Everybody hates us. But listen, you have the tech decks, right? I'm calling about your ad.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm actually a collector. I collect those things, and I think the ones you have might be kind of rare, but I'm not sure. I saw your ad. I saw you had the flip ones and everything.
Yeah, my daughter told me that some of them might actually be worth quite a bit of money. I looked up a few, and I didn't really find any, but there's actually some pretty nice ones in there. So I mean,
no, yeah, I think the flip ones and the birdhouse ones, and I think the one that says Spanky, those are from like the first or second year that they were making those. So those ones do hold significantly more value than the rest.
Well, you shoot me a fair, I let you look at them. You shoot me a fair deal, I'll give you a killer deal on them.
You said your daughter was, she used to play with them?
No, I got them from somebody else and decided to sell them. But my daughter knows what they are, and she knows that there's some rare artistry on them that they could be worth actually a lot.
Okay. I was just wondering, if your daughter played with the decks and everything like that, because, it's kind of, it's cool seeing, a girl, play with the decks, on the dicks and stuff.
Yeah.
But, so how many dicks do you got, over there? It looks like there's about
30 of them.
Oh, there's 30. 30. Wow. So she cups the balls really good then, huh? Because those all look like they're in really good condition, and that's a nice
case. There's a few that got a little bit of scuffing on them, but most of them look like they're almost brand new.
I was going to say, the only one looks that's in it's in questionable condition is, I think, one of the ones that has, the graffiti writing all over it. That one looks like actually a newer one. I think a few of them don't even have the trucks on them. But did you put all of them in the picture?
You see the two cases in separate pictures. Those are two different cases. And then the close-up pictures aren't of all of them. Some of them turned out blurry. Gotcha. So there's only about, in the close-up pictures, there's maybe 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying. You were telling me 30. I was making sure you weren't trying to, trying to rob me in the back alley or something.
18 of them. And then... Right. The other one's got another 12 in it. So there's 30 total, and then there's three boards without any chucks or wheels.
Okay.
And there's one board without wheels. It's got half the chucks on it.
Do you play with all 30 of those dicks, or?
No.
No? You don't play with any of them? Got you. That's cool. I don't play with those either. Those aren't really my sort of thing. I prefer the pussy, as some call it. But I think I'd like to come by and maybe check those out. Maybe buy the collector's ones off of you. I see you have a Flip Sorry one. The Flip Sorry, that was a really popular skate video. You actually have two of those. Wow, you have the yellow black and the black yellow. Though that was a very popular video back in the day. I'm definitely gonna have
let's
to.
Go, let's go back in our conversation when you said something about dicks and then pussies. Who are you?
You said you don't play with the dicks. I was just saying, I don't play with no dicks either, dude. I ain't no fag.
No, I meant decks. That's what I said. I didn't say...
Oh, because you were saying, your daughter played with the dicks and everything like that, and...
Who the fuck are you, man?
No, I'm calling about the tech decks, but you started talking about your daughter and how she sucks dick and everything like that. I just was going along with the conversation to be nice. I figured you were some kind of inbred.
Do you know who I am? You just called me to start fucking with me, huh?
I just called your ad to see if you bought some skateboards, and you start talking about some sexual innuendos, so I just kind of followed.
No, I didn't say nothing about that. I'll tell you right now. Don't ever call my number again, ever.
I don't get. I don't see what the deal is. You posted an ad. I'm going to flag
you. Go fuck yourself.
Ad. You better take that fucking down, because someone's going to flag it. You're not really selling tech decks.
Go ahead. Flag it all you want.
You're just
drive around my house right now and come and fucking say some shit like that to me, and I will fucking bury you. Don't ever call me again.
Hey,
bye.
You can't do that to me, motherfucker.
Hey, I think he wants us to call him back.
Hey, D, call back and ask for his daughter.
Patton, you ask for his daughter, dude.
I'll ask for her.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it. But I put a bunch of numbers in there. I'll do it. Watch, I'm going to be creepy. Let me do it.
Hello?
Can I speak to your daughter?
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Please? I'm wanting to buy the tech dicks.
Can't he's like, believe do you know who answer, I am? Honestly.
Do you know who you're calling? Motherfucker.
You're Batman, right?
Oh, man.
No, you know okay. Everybody, before we do another call, click that one that said, look at this robot. It's not for sale, but it's a remote control robot.
Hold on back. I want to talk to him for a little bit.
Please leave your message for 36060.
Bastard.
Everybody look at that thing I posted at 12:14. That robot. It don't have a number, but it looks cool, and I want it.
No one cares about your robots. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone does.
That was funny. I didn't know where that was going to go for a second, and then
he didn't catch it for a while.
All right, I'm calling your number, Sean.
I had to mention the puss side.
I mean, whoever can take it.
What about mine?
You didn't post one? I didn't know. I'll call it. Relax.
It says call anytime. You can call anytime.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4-0.
Blah, blah, blah. Alright, well, fuck them if they're going to put that down in their ad and they don't really want a tractor.
If you're listening on Mixler, everybody hit the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Actually, the only people are listening are on Mixler, so go ahead and give it the heart if you're listening. Or, I mean, you know, since you are listening, I mean.
Yeah, make it hard. I mean hard. I want to order a pizza.
I'll take my toy helicopter now, please.
Do it, dog.
Oh, all right. I'm going to add in Sean's next number.
What was it?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm adding in the helicopter.
Yeah, do that.
I'm sleepy. It's
starting to get late. So stick to the West Coast.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 97.
Everyone dial that. His number's 97.
You won't get outside the extension of anything.
Again.
Put some numbers in there. I'm just looking.
Hey, somebody sent me a picture. Hey, do you still got that picture that you sent me yesterday, D, of that logo with the black background?
Yeah, I do.
Can you send that to me real quick? I'm trying to update our
let's take care of this later.
I'll just send it through Skype real quick.
I can't.
Let him dial. Let him dial. We're alive.
I lack the mental capacity to do multiple things at the same time. I'm sorry.
We may have called that one.
Which one?
That's not.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 of Fallon, Nevada. If you know the party's extension.
Oh yeah, we got a switch.
Always got to do a switchboard.
There may be a silence while your call is.
We got a switchboard.
Thank you for calling Motel 6.
Oh, no.
Repeating switchboard. This is there may be a silence while your call is transferred. I'm going to add this to the contacts. Let's check another number.
Thank you for calling Stardust Nonprofit Building Supplies. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To reach our stores or to request a donation pickup, please press 1.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
To schedule a pickup, please contact the store nearest you or visit our website, stardustbuilding.org. To reach our Mesa store, please press 1. For Phoenix,
on the next one. We're
press
2.
Shit.
All
right, I ended it. No, he didn't. That's not him. It's someone from the UK.
Got you. All right. Well,
give me your number.
We got much numbers left. I don't know how much longer we'll be on here. This is kind of spare of the moment. So, I mean, anyway, maybe we should cut it off while it was good, you know.
I mean, there's still a bunch here. But
all right, let's keep moving. But let's do like another 20 minutes, half hour.
I put 2 in there. But I think that first one that I put in there, we did. So try the...
Yeah, I think we called them.
Did we? Yeah, I think we might have.
Yeah, we called them.
So we got to start deleting these. Let me scroll down. Okay.
I like the Mixler stream because it doesn't lag as far behind as like a Shoutcast one does. This one's like only a second or two behind.
Yeah. Okay, try this. Might be a little too late, but they may answer because it looks like it's a private business.
I added them.
They're like willing to trade for. It's basically a MAME system.
Thank you for calling Operation Soul Wonder, Children's Network of Hope.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right, I got an idea.
What is it?
We're going to be calling a place that stops.
Oh, okay.
And it has wings. Guys, getting what I'm spitting in, co hitting that.
Yeah, you can't pull numbers on there.
Oh, I can? All right, I got another. I'll do some reverse trickery.
Calling Wingstop Laguna. This is Fuentewa Wing Express speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, what's your name?
Vorentewa.
Lauren Taylor.
Vorentewa.
Vorentewa. All right. I'm calling in regards. I just received a phone call. I guess the person was claiming to be one of your employees, and they told me that they had a special employee there, and he had poured Parmesan cheese on his head, and then shook his head over my garlic Parmesan wings. Is this true?
Wait, what happened?
I don't know. I got a phone call saying that, oh, I'm from Wingstop, and we had a special employee here, and he poured some garlic Parmesan, some Parmesan, whatever that is, and he shook his head on top of my wings, and that's how they did it on there. He also said he put his feet in the sauce. He put his feet in my sauce for the original ones they had. And it called from your number, so I'm just like, what the heck's going on here? You're the guys are the only people that would know I ate wings.
Wait, and where are these people telling you this?
I don't know. They said they were calling from Wingstop, and they said that there's a special employee, and he was going dumb with Parmesan cheese on his forehead over our wings. And I was like,
no,
hey.
That can't be true. We don't call none of our, we don't call any of our customers at all unless they have a phone call coming in that needs to be picked up.
Yeah.
Other than that, we don't call none of our customers.
Yeah, but
they said
they were you, and I got the number from you guys. So could somebody have like hacksawed your system? This
Are
is ridiculous.
Sure?
I'm gonna be calling the Better Business Bureau if this isn't resolved.
Would you like to speak to my manager about this? Because
yes,
I'm not
yes,
aware
yes,
of this
yes.
at all.
Yes, put your manager on the phone.
Okay, one second.
Say she was yelling at you. Say his name was George.
I wonder if he's up the jungle. Hi, I was talking to one of your employees. I don't know if you heard the conversation or what happened.
No, I just stepped in. What's going on?
This is completely inappropriate. I was just trying to order some garlic parmesan wings and some original hot wings. And then your employee's over here going on telling us how she's going to put that parmesan cheese in her hair and just like shake it over my thing. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? I want to talk to a manager. And then she said she was going to mix the sauce with her feet. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Do you think that they should be calling in about that? Or what's going on here with that?
You're saying you called in and she told you that she was going to shake it with her hair and do it with her feet?
Yeah. I was just trying to order some wings. I don't know what's wrong with her.
All right. Did you want to place an order, sir?
Not anymore. If she's going to shake her hair on my pizza, I need you to deal with this employee.
Sure, I'll take care of it.
Could you take care of it over the phone so I can hear what's going on? Because I need a verbal confirmation that's happening, or else I'll be calling the Better Business Bureau.
Okay. Well, you can do whatever you feel. I mean, I highly doubt that she said that. That's kind of really ridiculous that you're saying that. I don't believe it.
That's why I was surprised that an employee would say that to me.
So you're talking to the lady on the phone, and she says, I'm going to shake your garlic parmesan with my hair. And
she's going to put it in her hair and then shake it onto the... thing. You could even talk to her. I don't know.
Well, she's sitting right here, and she's saying that she doesn't even know what you're talking about.
No, she's lying. I have this phone call recorded.
Okay, go ahead and play it back for me.
I can't play it back when we're on the phone.
Okay. Then how can you play it for me then?
All right, I can put it on my website, and then you guys could hear it.
You put it on your website.
Yeah. Would it be possible for you to go to this website or write this link down? Do you have a pen handy?
Sure, go for it.
All right, it's M E A T S P I
P P as in Paul or T?
P P as in Paul.
Okay.
IN.com. So it should go out to meetspin.com, and that's the website, the domain I own. And I'll upload that video on there, and I'll put it in the front thing, on the front page, so whenever you load the page, you'll see it.
All right. Okay, and your name?
My name is John Holmes.
And you called in to order John Holmes? What's your phone number?
My phone number?
Uh-huh.
It's 916-628-6363. Once again, 916-628-6363.
And you order here all the time, John Holmes?
I don't normally order here. I was just going to try it out for the first time, but I don't really order in.
Okay, and so let me just get this straight. So you called in. You said, I want to order some wings, and you said, I want garlic parmesan, and she commenced to say, I'm going to shake it with my hair and put my feet in it.
Yeah. I'll post that on the website, and you'll be able to hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just go to that website, and when you can, just give me a call back.
All right, no problem.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
All right, no problem. You too. Hey, John.
Yeah.
John. Okay, so let me make sure I got the number. 628.
I'm going to have to go now. Fun later.
That was fun.
You should have just let him confirm the number. It was a Skype number, and then he would have went there.
I forgot the number. That's what I said.
If y'all want, even though I disconnected the number, we can do calls from my thing, and it comes up as that California number. I'm just up to y'all.
That's true. That's true.
I updated our Mixler page. It has a better biography of us and everything on it.
I think we could do a couple more numbers and kill it. Because this has been a good show.
I agree.
When are we going to do the next one?
I don't know. I'm gonna do a...
Are we going to do Friday still?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. This was kind of maybe to make up Friday.
Yeah, it's a make-up Friday call.
We'll put Friday up in a minute. And it'll just be a couple days.
Yeah, anyways. do we have any more numbers?
No.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple.
Oh, there is?
It just depends on the, you want to try this phone call for bees?
I think.
Or let me try it. I mean, I'll give it to him. We tried it, but we didn't get an answer the other day.
I'm glad we finally got a hold of the troll gear guy. We've been calling him for a while.
I know.
Trying to actually get him to fucking answer the phone.
Yeah, I'm adding that bee.
Alright, let me try it if they answer. They might be pissed though, because it's late. Not too late, though. I guess they're hello? Just buzzing around there. Hello? Hi, Carl. I saw your ad about the bees. I got a really bad... I know it's kind of late. Is it all right to talk this late about bees? The apiary stuff? Yeah. Are you awake? You sure? I got I got problems with bees, dude. My shed. I mean, obviously we can't get together now, but maybe tomorrow or the next day. You said you'll remove them, no questions asked? Because these bees, my wife is black. What color are you? Are you color nationality? Because, I mean, a lot of these bees, they're swarming to herds. They're leaving me. Do bees, like, bite based on skin tone? Because they're attacking the hell out of her, but they're leaving me alone. They seem hella rough. I know. I'm sorry. I heard the buzzing. I heard the buzzing through like my kitchen wall, and I could not figure out where this was coming from. It's been keeping me awake for weeks. I thought that there was an electricity problem in the house or something.
Well, where are you located?
I'm near you. I mean, I could probably, I'm in Encinitas. Is that too far for you to drive? I mean, I'll totally compensate you to Encinitas. It's kind of a little ways away, but I will.
Where is that again?
It's halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego, basically.
Okay, yeah. That's way too far for me.
Dude, I'll pay you, and I'll make it worth your time. You'll get the bees, and you'll get the money. And I'll make it worth your. I'll make it well worth your time. I guarantee it, man. Maybe I can even help you out with something else. Like, are you into maybe some BHO, some wax or something? You want some wax? You want some Red Rock?
It's a lot of drive time.
Yeah, well, it's actually not that long, dude. If you drive 65 from Los Angeles, you know where La Jolla is?
Yeah.
If you drive 65 to 70, you can get to where I am in about an hour and a half. And that's, it's not a ton of gas. You'll get you'll get the bees, and you'll also get money, and I can compensate you in another way,
I appreciate the offer, but I'll just have to pass.
All right, then. All right. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thanks, bud.
I love you.
Bye.
I love you. I love you.
That was funny.
Oh yeah, so.
So yeah, I don't know. Let's call this the end of the show.
Let me do a call. Yeah. I haven't done a call.
Oh yeah, do a call. Whoever else wants to do a call, get them in.
Well, I'm gonna clean this pad up here. A little bit. You wanna...
Foxy.
We got a Stife Bear.
Just throw a number in there and I'll call
it. If anybody's listening, if you could go to Mixlr.com/prank-session-radio and actually subscribe to us, it'll help us. Not just hit the heart too, but hit subscribe also.
Well, we have four hearts. We had one heart when this started.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not talking about the hearts. I'm talking about like actually subscribe to it.
Yeah, go subscribe. Hit the subscribe button as well as youtube.com/prank-session-radio and youtube.com/prank-wiki. Go subscribe to those as well.
And meatspin.com. No, I'm just kidding.
Because we got 18 followers on there. We're following 18 people. We got 18 followers. It's just easier if you follow it because you'll know when we have shows more because we're going to be using this predominantly.
All right.
I updated everything, like our news and stuff. It says Princess Shreya Live at Dozer, Patton Fox 10, Polaris official website and stuff.
Sweet. Cool.
And thank you all for listening.
Yeah, our next show... Oh, sorry, bro. I was just going to say our next show will be Friday, but we might do another Bar of the Moment show. Inside joke.
Like Pattinson said, the usual shows are on Fridays at 10 p.m. Maybe earlier. Always be in there around 9 because there's usually some kind of pre-show. Or I think from now on, maybe I'll play music for a half hour or something like that. If you guys like the music I play, or if you don't, then just show up at 10. Then I don't know. Because we're always there at 10.
And feel free to come by the tiny chat. We'll start hanging out here every day.
Yeah.
Won't we, guys?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Probably. I dip in there and dip out. If I don't see anybody in there, I stick around for.
Well, I mean, it looks really good now if you look at it. I mean, I worked on it. We're based out of the Hamilton, UK. At Birmingham, Hamilton. I didn't know what slogan to put up there, so I just put Prank Session Radio Bitches.
All right, so is it off?
Well, what's here, if Fox is trying to do that, let him.
Yeah, get a last try.
Oh, here we go. This is my call.
We should all just say the show's over, all of us.
At one.
That's
time.
Something that Jen Stewart does, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the show.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I got this call. This is me.
Let me get it to there.
How do you say that name? Stiff?
Stife.
I'm so bad with words.
It's German.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 661874.
Wow.
Happy to kill dogs.
I wanted to leave a message.
No, you can't let any numbers go over the air anymore.
Nobody heard it with all the screaming. I couldn't even hear it.
I could hear it.
Try this palm tree.
I don't want a palm
tree. It doesn't matter because they didn't answer anyways. They don't answer. It's not really a big deal. It's like, okay, you're calling me about someone calling me that didn't get through.
Okay, fine. Call it. No, I had to get...
This is a windmill. A windmill palm tree. Think about winding it up.
I know how to wind up calls.
Okay.
Where's Alice Ovejo? Florida.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah, nobody's going to answer. Shows
494.
Okay, everybody. Well, thank you for listening.
Remember that one guy that got really mad?
What guy? Anyway, well, let's end the show. Everybody will be back Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Be sure to go to www.pranksessionradio.com and the YouTube channel. Go subscribe. Go subscribe to the Mixlr, and then you'll know exactly when we go on, and it'll give you every single update. Our show reel is also on Mixlr, so you can find all of our past shows. They get uploaded to YouTube as well. So yeah, that's it. Everybody, thank you for joining us this evening for the spur of the moment show. And we will see you next Friday. Or, you know, maybe sometime in the middle, but definitely next Friday at 10. Okay.
Sean is not subscribed to us on Mixlr, so I just invited you to subscribe to us on Mixlr.
Good. Please check everybody out my else. Check out my new webpage, clownpenis.fart.
That's okay. A very old Saturday Night Live joke.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm ending the show now. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
Take care, y'all.
I'll be losing, I do.